What are you doing?
We are covering your head.
Look, doesn't it look great? Oh, my lovely little Jackie.
Yuck. What did you call that disgusting thing, Jackie?
Yeah. Don't you know the pumpkin with a curved face called jack-o'-lantern? It's populated around the world at Halloween time.
A jack-o'-lantern? Yeah, I've heard that before. But could you tell me more information about it? I'm quite interested in it.
Sure, why not? First, I have to introduce the person. His name is called Jack. He is so stingy that he threatens them and he tricks many ghosts.
How did he treat the ghosts?
He tricked the ghosts to pay for the drink by coin, which is transformed by the ghost. And he put the coin into his pocket with a cross nearby, so the ghost couldn't turn back to its original form. You threaten the ghost that you will let him survive for 1 year, so he will let the ghost go, and the ghost did it.
Oh, what a silly ghost. I hate that kind of person like Jack.
That's no big deal. What's worse, Jack threatened the ghost to climb up the tree to pick some fruits, and when the ghost did it, Jack drew a cross on the bark so the ghost couldn't get down on the floor.
He must threaten the ghost to let him survive, right?
You got it. He threatened the ghost to let him survive for another 10 years.
So what happened to Jack after he died?
He was sent to the dark night and given a coil light. The stingy Jack could only patrol on the earth with a coil light. He put it into the turnip. Now, people continue this jack-o'-lantern festival with a pumpkin. It often acts as the mantle of light with carved face.
Wow, what an interesting story. I really dig in your jack-o'-lantern. It's quite beautiful.
Thanks for your appreciation.
I see, so that's the story of jack-o'-lantern, but I still like the Christmas trees most. They are so beautiful with shiny buds.
Yeah, and I enjoy the time when I decorate a tree with my family very much.
Christmas tree? What's that?
No way. Are you kidding?
You don't know what is Christmas tree?
Sorry, I don't know anything about that. In my hometown, we don't celebrate Christmas. Can you tell me about it?
Let me tell you about that. In the past, Christmas was a pagan feast in the midwinter. People celebrate the harvest, fertility, birth, and death. Then, in the 900s, a king moved it to December 25th and devoted it to the Jesus Christ, who is the baby in the manger. The name Christmas came from here.
That's right, and decorating the Christmas tree is one of the most popular Christmas celebrations. Christmas trees came from Germany in the first half of 1800s. It can be a fresh, green, and fragrant spruce or pine, with good shapes and the big branches.
Then put some decorations on the tree. You can put a color ribbon or a light bulb on the tree, or put some small toys or presents under the tree. Just make it as beautiful as you can.
There are other characteristics of Christmas in the past, such as the cross and the tiny candles.
Cross and tiny candles?
Yeah. The cross is a special mark carved on the barn door to repel evil spirits. And the oldest people made tiny candles by the fat of small animals. The way the candle burns can even predict what will happen next year.
Really? That's so incredible!
And if your candles burn out, you will die.
Don't trust her. It's just a legend. When I heard that before, I was cheated too.
It will be fun if you join us to decorate a Christmas tree. We can decorate a tree together this year.
One more thing to remind you is that my birthday is on Christmas Eve. We can have Christmas dinner together. You will not forget the most delicious roasted chicken my mom made. And don't forget to bring my birthday present.
Maybe a Christmas tree is the best choice to be your birthday present.
I love winter because we can celebrate many holidays on December.
Oh, speaking holidays, what kind of holidays do you like best?
Christmas. It is very big event all over the world. It is always celebrated with songs, presents, and so on. What do you think about it?
I don't know Christmas. Our family don't celebrate it.
Wow, you're so strange. When Christmas comes, what do your family do?
We will light candles and have potato pancakes for dinner. When it has to be finished, we will play gambling.
Another kind of celebrating, and it sounds fun.
Yeah, but it's not for Christmas. It's for Hanukkah.
Hanukkah, what's that?
This holiday is not so global. It's for Jews. Hanukkah is often known as the Festival of Light. That's why we light candles.
Oh, does it mean something?
It means gratitude for ancestors' victory in ancient wars.
And what about gambling?
It's done with a four-sided spinning top. And winning or losing depends on what side of spinning top falls on.
We'd like to join you. Do you mind we take part in?
Welcome to Hanukkah Party!
I have heard about the Thanksgiving Day. I'm quite interested about it.
Thanksgiving? That's a wonderful holiday.
Yeah, all of the family members will get together to celebrate with a quad plan for dinner. The dinner will be a turkey, pumpkins, some corns, and maybe something made of canned berries.
That sounds interesting, but why?
Let me tell you. All of this is in order to thank for the Indians, who taught the ancestors of the Americans how to grow, hunt, and fish when they migrated to the new continent. Without their help, Americans won't have the harvest and the full season today.
Oh, I see. Maybe this year I should stay here with you to celebrate this festival with you.
Thank you.